Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for When You Feel Restless by Molly Law. Read by Leah Martin. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. The holiday weekend, specifically created for rest, has come and gone. But how many of us can say we took the Labor Day weekend to actually rest? Most of us probably wanted to maximize a free day off and took our families on vacation, finished household chores, or ran errands around town. This isn't surprising. We live in a culture that values productivity and instills in us that to rise and grind will make us worthy and successful. So on the days that are given to us as rest, we're then forced to use these rest days for activities that couldn't be met during the work week. God foresaw humanity's need for rest. It was God who modeled for us what healthy, creative, and productive work looked like. After 6 days of creation, he gave us rest. Genesis 2:2-3 tells us, by the seventh day, God had finished the work he'd been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it, he rested from all the work of creating that he'd done. However, with the fall of man, even sin tried to destroy the fabric of God's created work and rest. The world tries to tell us that unless we're producing, we're worthless. This can be seen not only through our daily jobs, but through social media, where even in our free time, trying to become an influencer, to be seen, has become work. And this, in turn, causes restlessness. And it's something I personally struggle with, and I imagine so many others do as well. In moments where I have the time and space to rest, I find myself becoming very anxious. I'm unable or unwilling to rest. Feelings of guilt, shame, or even boredom over not doing something overcome me. And I often choose to be productive when I honestly need to rest. Not surprisingly, when I don't take those opportunities to rest and I push myself beyond what's healthy, my body will force me to rest through illness or depression. Even though I get rest this way, it's far from enjoyable. Just as God delighted in his work and his purpose for us was to find our work gratifying, I believe he also created rest to be enjoyable. When the feelings of guilt or shame start to creep from the edges of my time and rest, I breathe in and out. I grab my Bible and allow myself to enter God's rest. I grab a book and sit in a comfy chair to read. Or I pick up the remote and turn on a movie that I enjoy, one that relaxes my entire being. Sometimes I curl up on the couch and take a well-earned nap. Let's pray. Lord, I pray we can give ourselves permission to rest. And when we do, I pray it's with you whom we choose to rest. I pray that we find peace in your words and voice as we enter into a state of rest that only you can provide. Thank you for creating a time for work and productivity, and thank you for creating a holy time for rest so that we can be refreshed and start anew. Thank you for giving us passion, drive, and purpose. Thank you for the promise of one day being in your presence and feeling that sense of rest for all time. Father, I pray for those who simply can't find time to rest. For those whose economic and social situation has them working two or more jobs, night shifts, or 80-hour weeks just to stay above water. I pray that you'll give them relief, that the community around them will step in and help. I pray we, as Christians, remember our charitable spirits and lend a hand to those in need. Thank you for your marvelous gift of rest, my God. Let us not listen to the world and its definition of value, remembering full well our identity is in Christ alone. As the world spreads its message of worth, let us spread the gospel message, a message full of hope, peace, and the greatest love the world has ever known. In our Savior's holy name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.